The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, country singing legend Willie Nelson is about to release his 71st solo album next month. It's called That's Life, and it's his second tribute to Frank Sinatra. On today's The Lyrics The Thing, Paul Harrington has chosen an old song from the new release, and the old song is called A Cottage for Sale. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Pat. Yeah, it's a beautiful song, and it's been around for a long, long time, as has Willie Nelson, as they say. But it's around since the 20s, first published in 1929. And it's been recorded at least once, if not more times, in every decade since. And it was first out back in the 1930s by the Revelers, Mel Torme in 1940s, and Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Nat King Cole, Dinah Washington, and Nina Simone in the 1950s, and Judy Garland in the 60s, and so on. But just to jump back to Frank Sinatra there, he recorded in 1959 for an album called No One Cares. And they described this as his probably his darkest album ever. And I literally had a quick flick through the track listings, because I'm guessing they assembled it on Blue Monday, you know, because the first track is When No One Cares, followed by A Cottage for Sale, Stormy Weather, Here's That Rainy Day, and I'll Never Smile Again. That's just a sample of the tracks from that. But it's the whole list of recordings over the years is hugely extensive, and it goes all the way up to the most recent, which is Willie Nelson. And as you say, it's a new release that comes out. The album comes out next month. And believe it or not, my first time to hear it was only the last month or so. And now, maybe I've heard it before, but I don't know. It's Willie Nelson's version. It's just so wonderful. It caught my ear. And we all know he can write a great song, but he can really interpret terrifically too. But it's a little bit of a tearjerker, as they say.
Now, Cottage for Sale, it's of course a metaphor, a fairly blunt metaphor, using the empty cottage as a representation perhaps of a failed relationship, a death, or the end of things in some way.
Yeah, exactly. And it's certainly an ending, all right, because it gets straight to the point lyrically. It opens up with our little dream castle. With every dream gone, is lonely and silent. The shades are all drawn and my heart is heavy as I gaze upon a cottage for sale. Now, there's not too much room there for ambiguity, but, you know, speaking of an era, I came across and I jumped right back to the 1930s, and there's a version by Gracie Fields. I don't know if anyone would remember Gracie Fields in this day and age, but she was an actress, singer, comedian. But there's a lovely, wonderful spoken preamble that really sets up the song. And what I'll do is I'll read a small, just a tiny bit of it before I do the song today.
Now, you were saying earlier that you hadn't heard it until recently, and yet, when you sat down to work on it, it sounded and it felt familiar.
Yeah, I don't know why. As I say, maybe I did hear it before, but maybe it's because it's a story that's so well told that it feels familiar. But as well as the list I mentioned earlier, there's been oodles of versions, like from Peggy Lee to Tiny Tim. So I literally don't know how I missed it. But there's a singer, a songwriter, Nick Lowe, said something similar I picked up in an interview. He was asked about a song that he'd written back in 2011 called House for Sale. And there's an online magazine called Elsewhere. And they asked him, was it inspired by the Standard Cottage for Sale? And initially he said, no, absolutely not. You know, it was just a sign I saw, House for Sale. And then he reflected and he said, well, maybe it did, you know, come to think of it, that the sentiment was very, very similar. So maybe it's just one of those songs you think you haven't heard until you actually hear it.
Well, if you'd like to add your own version to a long list of interpretations with a little bit of Gracie Fields, perhaps, to begin.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Pat. I just quickly read the little opening piece from that. And you can just picture the clipped tones of the day. She says, a cottage for sale. Who wants to buy? I'm selling this cottage. I'll tell you why. It's just full of memories of happier years, and each little memory brings me tears. The chair is in the parlour, the pictures on the wall. They make me so sad, I want to get away from it all.
Little dream castle, with every dream gone, is lonely and silent. The shades are all drawn, and my heart is heavy as I gaze upon a cottage for sale. The lawn we were proud of is waving in hay. A beautiful garden has withered away, where you planted roses, the weeds seem to say, a cottage for sale. Every single window I see your face, but when I reach the window, there's only empty space. Keys in the mailbox, the same as before, but no one is waiting for me anymore. The end of our story is there on the door, a cottage for sale. Cottage for sale.